From Hollywood, Instant Postum brings you the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, here it is Monday and I'm all a-tingle. Maybe this is the week I'll stop being single.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's the new Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed by good-tasting Instant Postum.
Love that postum.
How many times have you heard someone say, "Boy, am I going to sleep tonight?" Sounds good, but it's a promise that many people can't keep, all because of Mr. Coffee Nerves. For if you're one of the people who can't take the caffeine in coffee or tea, Mr. Coffee Nerves will see to it that you wake up still tired, edgy, and out of sorts with the world. You can get rid of Mr. Coffee Nerves simply by switching to Instant Postum. For delicious Instant Postum is completely caffeine-free, contains nothing that can keep you awake. You may think you're one of the many people who can take the caffeine in coffee or tea without harm, but how can you be sure? Switch to Instant Postum. Drink it instead of coffee or tea, and you'll be sure that Mr. Coffee Nerves will never bother you again. Try it. Well, folks, here it is a third week in March. And what do you know, Beulah?
What I know? Well, for instance, the month of March is the third month of the year, originally the first of the Roman year, so named in honor of Mars, the war god. Prior to 1752, the legal year was initiated during the...
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. What's all this?
Well, Mr. Jacobs, we got a new set of encyclopedias last week, and I've been reading up on things.
Well, that's wonderful, Beulah. You're going to be just full of knowledge.
Uh-huh. But I don't know where I'll put it. I'm so full already. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jacobs. There's my girlfriend, Oreo, from next door. I'm coming. Stop walloping your windpipe. Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Beulah, honey.
Hello, Oreo. What's all the excitement about?
Well, I just had to come over and tell you about the wonderful weekend I had.
Yeah?
Yeah, I stayed home and browsed through that set of encyclopedias you sold me.
Oreo, somehow I just can't quite picture you studying an encyclopedia.
I just love it, honey.
No.
Yeah, I came across the most interesting cultural and intellectual subject. Mm. And I just couldn't put the books down.
Yeah? Well, what was the subject?
Men.
I might have known it was something like that.
Oh, those encyclopedias tell you all about men, Beulah. Anything you want to know.
Well, there's only one thing I want to know about men, Oreo.
Yeah, what's that?
How do you catch one?
Don't tell you that, honey.
No.
But there's a lot of other interesting things.
Yeah? Like what, for instance?
Well, for one thing. Now, Beulah, did you know that prehistoric men lived in caves and they roamed all over the earth, honey?
No, they did?
Uh-huh. Oh, wouldn't it have been exciting to live in those days?
I'll say. Especially if it was us they were hunting.
Yeah.
Bring in more toast, please.
Be right there, Miss Alice. You'll have to excuse me now, Oriel. I got to finish serving the folks breakfast.
Okay, I'll see you later, honey.
All right.
I want to get back to those chapters on men anyway. Say, maybe they do tell you how to catch one.
Whew, what a gal.
Harry, will you please put down the newspaper, dear?
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm just reading this article on income tax. Today's the deadline for taxes, you know.
Gee whiz, that's a funny word. What? How come they call it a deadline?
Oh, that's easy, Donnie. Unless you put it on the line by the day, you'll be dead.
Well, that's not it exactly, but it'll do.
Well, actually, son, income tax is a very, very important thing. It's the duty of every person to pay it because that's what keeps our government going.
Gee whiz, then I better make out one of those tax things, too, on account of the allowance you give me.
Oh, I don't think allowances like yours count, honey.
No, I'm afraid not, son. You see, in order to make out a tax return, you have to get at least
$600. $600?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as it's for the government, Pop, I'm willing to accept the raise.
Now, that boy.
You sent in your return, didn't you, Harry?
Oh, yeah, sure, weeks ago. Yes, I always figure mine out well in advance.
Well, see, how come the government needs all this money?
Well, pay for roads, dams, things like that.
Yes, and of course the government collects money in lots of other ways, too. Even the money from a marriage license goes to Washington.
Uh-huh. And I got $2 that's just dying to take the trip.
Well, now, wait a minute. As a matter of fact, girls, payment for marriage licenses is a local affair. No, your $2 would go to the State Capitol Bureau.
Mr. Harry, you can reroute it all you want. Just let me get it moving.
You mean the state collects money, too?
Yes, I don't understand that either, Donnie.
Oh, well, come on now. You're making this whole thing too complicated. Here, I'll show you how our tax system works. Now, let's see. Let's say this cream pitcher is the employer.
Oh, honey, please, not all this table this, business.
Believe me, is the best way to explain things so you'll understand them. Now, this cream pitcher is the employer. This salt shaker is the government. And the sugar bowl is the average taxpayer.
Oh, Mr. Harry.
Yeah?
Couldn't the average taxpayer be the salt shaker?
Well, I suppose so. Why?
Well, ain't he the one that's going to wind up with the holes in his head?
Well, okay, yeah. All right, the salt shaker's the taxpayer then. Now, the cream pitcher pays his salary to the salt shaker, holding out some for the sugar bowl, you see? Then the sugar bowl collects from the salt shaker and then puts a tax on the cream pitcher. Now, is that clear to everyone?
I don't understand it.
No, I don't understand it either.
I think I got it.
Good. Let's hear you explain that, Beulah.
Well, every March 15th, the government gets the cream by salting away all the sugar. Come in.
It's Bill, baby, your great, big, handsome teller in the bank of love.
Well, come on in, teller. I'd like to make a deposit.
Well, how are you today, my tempting little turnip top?
Oh, just fine, Bill. What brings you here this time of day?
Well, I've been having a little trouble with my income tax, honey. And I figured you could help me fill out the form.
I don't know much about income tax, Bill. What makes you think I could fill out a form?
Well, look how you fill out the form you got.
Bill Jackson.
I was just teasing, baby. But I really wish you would help me with this tax return.
Well, try, Bill.
The whole trouble is I just ain't got enough deductions.
Well, Bill, I know a way you could have more deductions.
How's that, baby?
Haven't you ever heard of community property?
Community property?
Uh-huh.
What's that all about?
Well, in the first place, you gotta have a wife. And in the second place...
In the second place, I ain't going to that first place.
Oh, but Bill, honey, splitting your income with your wife has a lot of advantages.
Only on March the 15th, baby. The rest of the year, the husband never even sees the income that he's saving so much money on by not paying tax.
Honey, I think that...
Thanks just the same, honey, thanks. But I'll just stick to this deduction I got written down here. My aunt in St. Louis.
Your aunt in St. Louis?
Uh-huh. Aunt Olive.
Yeah?
Yeah, I send her a dollar or two every now and then to help out.
Well, are you sure you can claim that as a deduction?
Why not? She's a relative, ain't she? She got to eat, don't she? Yeah. Well, I better get going, baby. I got to get this tax return in the mail.
All right, Bill. But I still say you ought to think it over. Not only is a wife a deduction, but...
But what?
But after we're married a while, who knows? We might have a few more little deductors running around the house, too.
Beulah?
Yes, Miss Alice?
Mr. Henderson will be home soon. Is dinner ready?
Yes,
Is something wrong? You seem depressed.
Well, I was helping Bill with his income tax this afternoon, and when I mentioned what a good deduction a wife is, he kind of shook his head the wrong way.
Oh, Beulah, that's nothing to worry about. Well, Bill belongs to you. Don't you consider him your property?
Yeah, but I'd like to build on that property before the lease runs out.
Oh, I'm sure you will, dude.
I kept talking about a wife as a deduction, and he kept talking about his aunt in St. Louis.
Hello?
We're in the kitchen, dear.
Okay.
Evening, Mr. Harris.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. You look a little tired tonight.
Oh, tired I am, honey. I did a little extra work today.
Yeah?
Helped some of the boys out down at the office with their income tax returns. Oh, you wouldn't believe some of those deductions they try to take. I saved them from a lot of trouble.
Oh, can you get into trouble making wrong deductions, Mr. Harris?
Oh, very serious trouble. One fellow tried to deduct for buying a dog.
That's a funny one.
Another fellow wanted to deduct some money he gave to the Democratic Party.
That's even funnier.
And one guy, now get this, he even tried to deduct for an aunt of his in Kansas City.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, can you imagine that? An aunt in Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh, say. Say, how about an aunt in St. Louis?
Well, that's the same thing, Bueller. Unless you're giving 50% support, it's an illegal deduction. And you can get into trouble over it.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Bueller?
My boyfriend Bill is in a lot of trouble, Mr. Harry.
Oh?
He made a mistake on his income tax.
Oh, Bueller. I'm sure lots of people make those mistakes.
I know that, Miss Alice. But Alcatraz is full of them!
Well, here I am talking about my favorite subject, sleep. Good, sound, refreshing sleep. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone could get all the sleep they need? Well, I can't offer that, but I can promise you this. If you're suffering from sleeplessness and jumpy nerves because of the caffeine in coffee or tea, a switch to good-tasting Instant Postum will fix you up.
You sure added up right, Mr. Jacobs. Instant Postum don't have no caffeine. It lets you sleep and sleep. We know, don't we?
We sure do, Bueller. Millions of people have had the same experience, switching to Instant Postum and then finding that they sleep better, feel and look better as a result. Naturally, there are lots of folks who drink coffee or tea without any real suffering. But not everybody can do it. Why don't you try a switch to good-tasting Instant Postum? Get it this week at your grocer's.
Well, it looks like my Billy boy is really in trouble. But I certainly hope that they don't lock him up. After chasing a man for 10 years, a girl would hate to see him safely behind bars.
Now, good-tasting Instant Postum is a better buy than ever. Yes, in these days of high coffee prices, Postum's famous economy makes a real difference. For Instant Postum now costs you less than one-third as much as regular coffee cup for cup. So switch to delicious Instant Postum, the completely caffeine-free drink. You'll save your sleep and save money, too. Look for it. Ask for it. Instant Postum at your grocer's. You've been listening to The Bueller Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by Delicious Instant Postum. The Bueller Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hatus and was written this week by Sherwood Schwartz, Howard Leeds, and Arthur Julian. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking.
This is the CBS Radio Network.